Hello? Hello? It's this thing on. I've blown the limiter, haven't I? Later, peace, put down that beer beverage and get in here. Just do it myself? Okay. Hi, I'm Quinto Evangelist III, and here is a dramatic reading. You know, back in the 70s, you could conceivably buy from the General Electric Corporation a patch cord kit. Record, patch, directly from many radios, tape machines, or phonographs to your tape recorder. Eliminate background noise normally encountered with microphone recordings like this. Use with Monaural GE products and many other brands that have a 3.5 millimeter or phonotype input or output jacks. Kit includes a 6-foot cord, 4 adapters, and instructions. Part number 5-1051, 1970s price, $6.95. How wonderful is that?
Kick it! Ah!
Radio Lawn. It's weird, avant-garde, mainstream, noodlings.
The first step on the road to mental hygiene is admitting that you're sick.
Yes.
Radio Lawn. It's topical, humorous, opinionated, dumb stuff.
Shazam flip.
Gentlemen, this is completely unacceptable.
Radio Lawn. It's Gush Limbart, Carrie Alice Allen, Daniel Penistar, Toad Leaderpiece, and a cast of several.
Damn, that's good.
You're a very sick person.
And now, here's the host of the Radio Lawn program, Quince Edward Flatulence III.
You know me. Hey, old flatulence. Oh, you know me. Hey, old flatulence. You know me. Hey, old flatulence. You know me. Alrighty. What is it, 2016? Alright. This will be replayed probably next week. The way it goes, a leader piece. Are we doing a new show? Yes, we are. Alright. And it's a new show for Radio Lawn, and we're presenting the highlights, or the lowlights, of another doggy radio program. The only show, they've only done 3 shows, where there was a guest star in the studio. And this one features... Why am I shouting? This one features none other... Friend from the Poppet Show!
Mutt, with bad microphone technique.
By Toad Leaderpiece himself. Ricochet Sheepdog. Shrub. So enjoy!
Good morning, listeners of those worn-out IP addresses of mirth. You've tuned in for another doggy radio show. Thank you to America. It's America's leading bunny, Romeo Rabbit, for doing such an amazing show. This rabbit hole keeps you all remaining insomniacs glued to your internet like hot poop on the wall of a Starbucks, of a John at Starbucks. Tonight, we are... Okay, I'm reading this intro, this wonderful intro that Ricochet wrote me. Tonight, we'll be talking about special guest stars and people who fist them with gloves. Also, we banter about bad food, bad service, bad mamma jamma, bad company... And badia. Is that right? Badia?
Badia.
What's badia
garlic.
Again?
Garlic.
Garlic. Badia. Yes.
Spice company.
Garlic. Oh, there is. That's the next word is garlic on the next line.
Yes.
Also, my personal favorite, we'll talk about making a trip to Cedar Point. Yay! What you say, boom of the rah-rah, ga-ga-ga, ba-ba, na-na-na, bad romance?
Ah, yes. I do enjoy Starbucks. In fact, I had one of their Frappuccinos, I think it was, earlier. It's the one with milk in it and coffee, and it was in a little milk bottle, is the way it comes. And yes, gloves are an important thing, especially when it gets cold like this. And when you watch episodes of Columbo and other mystery movie shows that make use of gloves to hide someone's fingerprints. So gloves are very important. And yes, in the north, as Jay Sonic has said, has hedgehog barked, the El Nino is causing some cold weather along the northern coasts up here. So that's true of, I guess, Montreal as well as Pittsburgh and Cleveland. And yes, bad things. Well, I don't know about bad things. We'll try to have some scary things here tonight because a special holiday is coming up in a few weeks, so we can't wait to get started.
Okay. That cues me back into the line here of Tree Man. What is it? Tremenjove?
Tremenjus.
Oh, Tremenjus. Boomer the Watch Me Nay Nay. Simply Tremenjus. Let me try that again.
Simply Tremenjus.
Simply Tremenjus. Boomer the Watch Me Nay Nay. Watch me whip. Break my leg. Break my leg. Simply Tremenjus. Boomer is a dog who puts this show on a track 420 feet high, if the launch magnets don't fail, with Ricochet Sheepdog, drinks beers and barely fits into seat four. I said barfly. Barfly.
Well, we saw barf tonight.
That's true, twice. Meanwhile, Jay Sonic appears at the center of the action by mistake. He wonders why all the men were dressed in leather and asking him if he was a sweater or a cookie. Oh yes, if you haven't guessed by now, I'm the special guest. It's me, Mutt, from the Fun Day Puppet Show. Yay! And here's a show going out to all three of you, Doggy Radio.
Now there is one final matter to discuss.
Bad news.
Free radio.
Have you ever heard of
Boomer the Dog?
He's possibly the most famous popular music broadcaster
and
ever.
Hello.
And a mysterious legend.
The greatest DJ pirate radio has ever known.
What about judge us?
Well, sir, he's decided to...
All sheepdogs. We're back.
You're famous. I'm a shrub.
You're a shrug?
Yes.
Is that your new personality?
Oh, it's an old personality.
Oh, okay. You're a mixture hybrid.
I'm not even good enough to be a schlub. I'm a shrub.
You're half dog, half shrubbery.
The drug takers and the lawbreakers and the bottom bashing.
Don't you agree, Boomer?
So you can pee yourself.
Well, I don't know. You got to show them the drawing of the shrub.
Okay.
We have the testicles in our hands.
Oh, wow.
And it feels good.
Very well, I leave it in your capable hands.
Thank you very much, Buckles.
And Doggy Radio is on the air live.
Woo-hoo! Maestro, give me a little vamp in the key of E-flat and try to follow along.
Kill Ralph. Well, if you haven't guessed it, Halloween is coming and we're going to be weird. We're going to get weird on you tonight, at least me with the record and music selections that we're going to do. Now, Dog with the Blog and Stan was not real weird, but kind of, because it's like now the secret is out. Now, this episode came out last month, at least, and I knew about what it was going to be about, but didn't really, get into it or didn't get into it on the air waiting for everybody to see it first. And it sounds like they might not be doing any more Dog with the Blogs, unless we find out it's all a big dream. But it seemed like an ending episode where everything came out into the open. The whole family knows that Stan can talk. Scientists came in there to analyze them. And then, you know, he was on TV also.
And the show went straight to hell.
I don't know. It jumped the shark, as they would say.
Yes, it jumped the shark.
Well, I don't know. It's one of those episodes like where it seems like they tied up everything. And the only thing I can think of is that, like I barked, it'll be a dream sequence that somebody had them. Because they did have a magician on there a few weeks ago. Like another month ago, and he turned Stan into a cat. And also Stan has had puppies with Princess the dog next door, so there's Boomer. A lot of that going on.
Boomer.
And the cat, by the way, looked just like Stan with the same spots. I don't know how they found a cat
Boomer.
Like that.
Bow. You do realize that show is for kids. You realize that, right?
Well, you know, they didn't do such dramatic things before, really. They would have something, but it was more typical
because
sitcom
it's a kid
stuff.
Show.
They didn't do very much dramatic things like having him changed into a cat. Now, over time, and have him have a girlfriend. That was this year's big deal. Or maybe late last episode of last year's when he met.
Ah, so he got a bitch, right?
A princess. Her name's Princess. She's a poodle. And
they like them poodles.
And
they like them poodles.
What's the demographic for this show?
I don't know. It's like probably
five.
No,
yeah. Maybe four.
Adam,
yeah. Okay, we had,
no,
maybe up
Adam.
To nine.
Adam Carolla. Didn't those guys watch it? There's somebody from Adam Carolla or the Mike O'Mara
Adam's
show.
Kids watch Dog with a Blog.
Because it was mentioned on there, and he says, and he was excited about it. Someone who was on the air was actually excited. One of the guys on the show. So a lot of people.
This is doggy radio over there.
It's not cat radio.
Is Boomer the dog in the Pittsburgh studios? And I am Ricochet Sheepdog here in the Cleveland studios, joined by none other than from the Sunday Funday Paw Pet Show.
That's right. We're figuring the name out as well.
Mr. Mutt.
Hello, everybody.
Sheepdog.
So happy to be here at freaking 3 o'clock in the whatever.
Yeah.
I don't even think this is a morning or night. I think this is a brand new parallel universe that they just kind of... You've managed to have a wormhole slip through the dimensions into a brand new AM, PM, and this is BM.
Wow. Well, that might be what Dog with the Blog's doing. That's a parallel universe. Maybe we're seeing something like the Family Guy had on where they had multiverse. Uh-huh. Hey, it's a multiverse where Stan changes into a cat, and none of this really happened. Maybe we'll get back to normal next
year. The show's not
really
happening.
Yeah, no, you're dreaming, everybody. You're dreaming. You're just having a nightmare. Don't worry. The alarm clock will go off soon, and you'll realize you're late for work.
And I asked Jay Sonic, I barked to him to give me his opinion on Dog with the Blog, and he says he's not sure, but he's hoping, like everyone else, that the show's going to go on. So that's a good thing.
Jay Sonic always gets the
joke. He gets the joke. He's sharp.
See, this is the difference. Normally during the show, I don't look at this IRC thing. I only see it after and I scroll back. But Mutt over here, he's got his nose buried in it. He's sniffing the screen.
I'm pretty much watching our monitor the entire show because they're the show. In our show, we just watch the audience.
Yeah.
Let them come up with the content.
That's it.
Hi, Scarface One. Good morning.
So, Mutt, why the hell are you here? What happened?
You woke me up.
Did you have to come here for any reason?
You woke me up. I was sleeping a minute ago.
Oh, okay.
You came in and threw hot coffee on my face. I'm still burning.
So
I'm going to get you for that.
Let me ask you the stale old interview questions. So, how long have you been doing the puppet show?
I don't know. I'm thinking 15 years. Romeo might know. He's smart. He has these questions. He has the answers to all this stuff. I think we've been doing it maybe 16 years. I think we're going on to 17, actually.
Wow.
Damn, 17 years.
Wild stuff.
Starting in November. And, I overheard in the background Romeo was mentioning that we're going to be having our telethon very soon to raise just enough money to eke by. And I think Yappy, who hosts the show, he's the producer, he just rolls that whatever surplus goes into it into the next year so we don't have to raise as much the following year. I think that's what he does.
Ah.
Yeah. He you know, he's very legit with his money. He does not go out buying video games or paying rent or anything like that or buying groceries. He keeps that every dollar on the show. So he's like he's militant about it. I'm like, hey, can I borrow five of those dollars? He goes, no. Get a job.
Did you actually start the show in somebody's living room?
Yes, his living room way back in the day. What we were doing is he had just gotten out of a very bad relationship. And we will not mention her name. We're still debating if it was a her or a demon from hell.
Yes.
So what had happened was he was very depressed over the bad situation. So then, you know what? Let's get his mind off of it. He was actually having some fun just a week prior with a puppet on a little side camera, just mouthing words to music. He wasn't doing anything except for just messing around. So I was like, hey, let's do a pretend puppet show for those same three people that were watching him do that. So we got together. We set up a little fake stage behind his couch, and we ended up just messing around for we were going to do it for about a half an hour. We ended up doing it for about 4 hours and just having fun with it. And by the end of that show, we had about 10 viewers, people passing the word around. So, hey, let's have fun with this. Let's pretend it's going to be a show. So we came back the next week. Ordered some pizza, some crystals. I think we had some donuts,
crystals.
Some coffee. And we did it again. And then we did it a third time. And then we realized it was already starting to get old. But we had then realized we had about 100 people watching.
Weren't you afraid the slee stack were going to come because you were taking their crystals? What? Weren't you afraid?
I'm
terrified of those slee stack lizard
Well,
men.
That was the most random left-hand grab that reference right out of the dust.
Had
the
to
air.
Think of something.
Hey,
slee stack. You talk crystals.
Well, if we're going to be in the land of the lost, I guess those are the ones we're going to be scared of. So, yes. We were scared of slee stack, but we kept them at bay long enough, but we can't last forever. They're going to get us.
And then as you started to grow and more people started, because you were, it was kind of like...
No, we had 30 people. I'm sorry. That third week, we had about 30 people. Then it eventually went up to 100, 200, whatever. So
they told two friends and they told two friends and so on and so on. Yes.
So we just started starting, had fun with it, and it was keeping him happy. And actually... right now, the poor guy has been having some kind of neurological issues, some medical problems, nothing dangerous, just annoying. And he's, going through some depression, but I've noticed that when he does the show, he is happy. So I'm like, you know what? This is a reason enough to keep the show rolling. So, and a lot of people who watch the show and really enjoy it, it's their Sunday night fun night. So, it's hard to find happiness these days. So we try to give them that. And again, the key to the show is letting people run the show, letting the audience run the show. Watch what they're saying. Watch what they're talking about. Let that become the topic and make them the star. And I think as long as that we just kind of keep that format rolling, I think we'll always be having a good time.
Wow.
That's kind of what I do. I look forward to this show. Look forward to this 3 hours at 3 o'clock in the morning is my whole week. And Boomer the Dog's the same way. Aren't you, Boomer the Dog? Go!
Yeah, well, I think if anybody can help someone and people at large feel happy, it would be furries. So we got to tribute those guys.
You know what? I think the comic book fans, the furries, the anime fans, the steampunk fans... The horror fan, there's so many different genres of fun, and I think everyone can kind of play along and enjoy each other's entertainment and what they enjoy and learn about each other. And our show is really a big amalgam of a bunch of different geekdoms that I call it, and it helps because a lot of people who are just into totally different things, they do watch the show. Some are in chat, some just kind of watch it, some drop emails, some just leave me text messages on.
Some draw every week. You got people drawing stuff and submitting stuff.
That's right, and we just have such a wide range of topics on the show, and anyone is welcome to come in and play, and we'll learn about what they enjoy and make them the stars and make their interests the stars.
I've submitted like two pictures to the Pawpet Show, and because I draw them with pencil, I can't scan them dark enough, and they always appear real light and real faded out and all that. Whenever you got all the computer stuff now that comes out great.
Right.
Computerized pictures.
That's right. I like to draw my iPad.
Yes.
That's always a good time.
Yes. And when did you actually turn away from playing music? Because when your show started, it was always kind of like, you know, that you said, haha, this is funny, and you talked for a few moments, and then you played another song, but you were just mouthing the words of the song.
Yeah, we did a lot of music, and then we just kind of learned how to talk and talk to each other and talk to the audience. And again, when we started out, we didn't have that many people watching, but then, you know, it's really audience-driven show. So now we'll still do some music, but we, you know, there was a lot of follow-up shows. Oh gosh, I'm trying to remember all the different shows. That was Pawpets West.
Mm-hmm.
We had Ohio Pawpets. We had Midwest Pawpets. We had New England Pawpets. And basically, the meat of their shows were doing music. So from now, as things kind of evolve, we decided to let them handle all the music stuff, and you know, then go ahead and we'll just do like a little talk show, like a radio morning talk show where you don't get a lot of music. They might jump in a few songs here and there, but the most of it is just interaction and fun talking.
All I remember is seeing the show and hearing the song, "All I Want Is a Proper Cup of Coffee and a Proper Cup of Coffee."
Oh, yes. Then we played that about 90 million times, and we wanted to shoot ourselves after a while. We thought for a while, oh, this song will never get old. Oh, my God. Did it get like frozen old? It's
wow.
Like, oh my, let's hear Let It Go one more time.
Baby Elephant Walk, and let's see what other theme to, was it Napoleon Dynamite?
And that's right, Scarface 1, Pawpets West, and Midwest Pawpets.
Right, and so there were so many. And other, what other songs? You guys did the hamster dance. And
oh my gosh, yeah. Are we going into old school stuff?
Yeah, that's what I remember. And I right now, it's funny, as I hear you bark on over the air here, and it's really interesting because in my mind, I get this vision of the Mutt puppet actually talking, and I can see it in my head how it looks.
You know what? That's exactly what I'm shooting for. Because, yes, okay, backstage, hey, we're going to ruin the magic. Of course, we're puppeteers. But, you know, some of the characters on the show, like Mutt, likes to keep just – he doesn't want people thinking about the puppeteer. He doesn't want people thinking that there's someone underneath it. He wants to be immersive. He wants to be real. So his puppeteer kind of stays out of the way for that reason, because he wants the character to be that much more real and believable. So what you're doing right now is the best reply. Thank you for that. Because that's who I look like, and that's what I'm doing. I'm right here. I'm just wearing my collar.
It's a good doggy.
That's right. Oh, yeah, I am a good dog. That's
good doggy,
right.
Good
I want
doggy.
Treats.
Oh,
give me doggy. Treats right
yes,
now.
He's a good doggy.
Hey, you need to get Nugent out then, Sheepy.
Oh, no. Where's Nugent? I don't have Nugent. Not handy. Actually, I was trying to make a picture of Nugent and put it up and say, here's Mutt or something, so you could put it on the website.
Oh, wow, wow. And I know I have some screenshots here I could have used if I looked for them.
Yes, it is Ted Nugent. It's Nugent named after Ted Nugent.
Yeah.
Don't ask me why. Well, because I was moving to Toledo, that's why.
Oh, right, that's right.
And Nugent was important. Nugent was... So, you've been doing the pop... So... You've been doing the Pawpet Show, and you're having a lot of fun there.
Yeah, it's still fun. We're still somehow having fun. We haven't killed each other yet. We've kicked each other's butts a few times, but we after the hospital. You know, we're a family now, so yeah, we got on each other's nerves. There's no denying that at all, but we love each other dearly. I think we'd give our kidney to each other for any reason. Better be a damn good reason, but we'd still do it.
And would you say your Pawpet Show, the Pawpet Sunday Fun Day, Pophead Show. Is it Sunday Funday? It's just Pophead Show.
It's still always been just Funday Pophead Show for the last 16 years.
Oh, okay. So that song, Sunday Funday, is not anything inspired by. Yeah, there's a song.
Really?
Sunday Funday. I can't name anything else, but I know that. So, yeah.
Sunday Funday.
Yeah, so that's not inspired. But I'll tell you what, one thing that I think you might have had the most impact with is fursuits, because you're always bringing a fursuiter or two,
yep,
or six into the show every week. And I think a lot of people see the latest fursuit, the latest, greatest $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 fursuit that somebody bought for no apparent reason, walking around and pretending to almost hump, but you go, no, that's wrong. No, not on the show. PG or no, G.
Well, you know, Yappy, the producer, loves fursuits. And I wouldn't say love fursuits. I mean, he loves fursuits. In a lovable way, of course.
Yeah.
So, again, anything to keep the guy happy. And it does. So that way he gets all these critters running around his house and it makes his day. So if you have a fursuit, or any kind of a costume, actually, just come on in. We want to play around. You want to do a little performing. You can do live performances. We'll do anything you want to do, whether it be a superhero character, steampunk, fursuit, anime, you name it. Come on in, and we will set up a segment for you. But if your character can't talk, that's when we came up with the subservient.
Yeah.
And that actually was inspired by the subservient chicken from Burger King about 16 years ago.
Wow.
What is a subservient chicken?
That came back recently, a few years ago, and then died again.
What is it?
That was something back in the early days of the internet.
Back in the time.
It was
caveman.
One of the early memes where you could, on a web page, where you could type in a request to a pre-recorded bunch of replies from this chicken costume. You could say, jump around the room. And it already had the video in there where he would jump around the room.
Oh.
So you don't remember this?
No, I don't remember this.
Yeah, it was very popular.
But then again.
Extremely popular, actually. You ever hear Burger King?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yummy stuff.
I've heard Burger King. I hear they have good, what do they serve there?
Chicken.
Good chicken and good fish too. I hear they make a mighty fine fish.
Do they make fish? Is that where fish come from?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. I was wondering about
that. They just have a plant, and the plant goes fish. They just put it out, and there's a fish.
So if you have a fursuit or fish, please feel free to stop by when you're in Orlando. Get with Yappy, and he'll be more than happy to let you into his home, and you can steal stuff when we're not looking and run.
Yeah.
We have not had any issues with guests, believe it or not. We've got a really high quality of people who watch the show. Super happy with them, especially when it comes to the internet and the amount of trolls that are out there. We've been fortunate enough to just attract really decent people. So we're lucky. We're lucky. We're a lucky group.
Mm. Wow, I remember Subservient Ricochet being on.
That's right.
I have
Ricochet was on it back when we were like three houses ago.
Yeah, it's like it'll say, do not archive this video, but I know I archived it.
Well, somebody I know happened to give me a fursuit that I love, so I kind of sort of performed in it.
I had to have that video.
Who was that? I forgot who gave that.
Gorsh. I'm not really sure.
What's his name?
Yeah, he donated it to the
What's his name?
Brocken!
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Brocken.
Did you keep in touch with him?
I only see him at cons.
Well, tell him I said hello, please.
Yeah, I see him
at
cons.
Oh, what a nice guy.
Well, he also, he donated it, and somebody facilitated it coming.
Oh, that's
getting
right.
Altered.
I was the intermediate.
Yes.
For that one. He gave it to me, and I gave it to you.
Yeah.
I was like, here.
So he sold you the crack.
I'll take all the credit for this one here.
And then I had to pay you for more crack.
What I got for you. There was no money for that, was it? He just gave it to you?
I don't know. I think we paid for the modifications, at least. I think. I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I don't
Those
remember.
Brain cells are long.
I don't know.
Wow. Yep. That's great. That was a good time, you know, that back
good
then,
times.
Too.
Good times. Old school.
Because right away...
You're listening to NPR, and we're speaking with Mutt from the Fun Day Pophead Show, and also Boomer the Dog's over there.
And
over
I'm
day.
Ricochet Sheepdog.
Over day. Say it right.
And I ask the question, what's next, Boomer the Dog?
Oh, yes.
Yes, the show is over. Bum, 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 ba-dum. We have no more time to say anything, so bum, bum, ba-dum. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Bum, bum, part two next time. Yeah. Something like that. Hello? Hello? This is Daniel Pastor on Willie's Parkway Perspective. I sound an awful lot like that, Quince Edwards, don't I? What a coinky dink.